Peace to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to the sixth season of Guerrilla Christianity. My name is Pastor Brett Walker, and I want to thank you for listening to Guerrilla Christianity, an unconventional, no apologies exposition of God's holy word. And right now we want to get right into God's word, so let's go.
This is what we're here to celebrate tonight, the birth of a child. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, first of all, I love our other shepherd here. And he's doing very well with the sheep there. And I can't help but think that, you know, last year my son was in the manger. As the baby Jesus. The year before that, we had another child. I believe it was, who was it? The year before was, yeah. What's that? That's right. So, and we've had different baby Jesuses over the years, but you know, I keep thinking that in 10 years' time, no one's going to remember that my son was the baby Jesus. You know? So what is it about this baby that makes us remember 2,000 years later, makes us gather together in this place to celebrate his birth? There was nothing really remarkable about it. He was born of humble means, just like this, laid in a food trough where the animals would eat. His parents were poor. His parents were unremarkable. His father was a carpenter. His mother was just a girl. There's nothing really remarkable about this birth, except that everything was remarkable about this birth, because Jesus was God incarnate, stepped off his throne, stepped into history to be born in this place, in this time. The angels proclaimed it to the shepherds. And the angel Gabriel proclaimed it to Mary and to Joseph. But even 700 years before this, the prophet Isaiah proclaimed it to the world. He said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Are those titles for the child of a carpenter and his wife? Are those titles for a baby laid in a manger? They're titles for our God. Our God, who loved us so much that he couldn't bear the thought of being apart from us. And so to gather us to him, knowing that we were broken, knowing that we were flawed, knowing that we make mistakes that separate us from him, he did something remarkable. He took our punishment so that we could be with him. There's really nothing remarkable about this birth. Billions of people have been born, lived their entire lives, and died, and we don't know anything about them. But this child, born 2,000 years ago, was so remarkable that we still gather together today. As we light our candles tonight, we're going to sing a hymn, a well-beloved hymn, Silent Night. A hymn that is not only beloved in English-speaking countries, but also in Germany, where it is known by Stille Nacht. It was Christmas in 1914. 100 years ago, tonight, when all the world was coming together to fight the war that would end all wars, the Great War. We know it as World War I. Back then it was just the war. But this one night, Christmas Eve, the Germans threw some cigarettes over into the British trench. And the British threw some cigarettes back. It was a gift exchange, as it were. Tentatively, they climbed out of their trenches, mortal enemies, and they gathered together in between the trenches, and they sang the hymn that we're about to sing together, Silent Night. And then, when they were done singing, they shook hands, they went back to their trenches, back to their war. But for that one brief moment, they were brothers in Christ. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for your Son. We thank you that you became this child, that you stepped off your throne and became a person just like us, tempted in every way, that you bore our sins on the cross. We didn't ask for it. We didn't even deserve it. But you did it because you loved us. And so we give you thanks, Lord. We gather together in this place tonight to celebrate this event. And so as we go from here, Lord, help us to remember the price you paid, and help us to know the love that you have for each and every one of us, so that we can go into the world and say, Lord, you held back nothing for me. Let me hold nothing back for you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on this edition of Guerrilla Christianity. My hope and prayer is that this time of listening to and learning from God's Word has blessed you as much as it has blessed me putting this message together. Now, I have been blessed that God has called me to minister to two churches in rural New Jersey, Ebenezer United Methodist Church in Auburn and Hudson United Methodist Church in Pedricktown. And if you don't have a church family to call your own, I'd like to invite you to join us on Sunday mornings. We are a Bible-believing, gospel-preaching, Christ-adoring faith community in the heart of New Jersey's farmland. But if you don't live nearby, get involved with the church where you are. We are not called to be Christians in isolation, but in community. So I would encourage you to live out your faith with a group of like-minded believers where you are. Again, I pray that you have been blessed by this teaching, and I hope that you will join us again next time. God bless you and keep you. Amen.